Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Fantastic. Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
All right. Well, my name is Meade Lewis, and I'm the founder of Microtech. And what we do is we merge Internet of Things and artificial intelligence to predict oil and gas pipeline leaks before they happen.
Oh.
Microtech.
The capitalization finally makes sense.
Yeah, IQ, like intelligence.
Yeah.
I was just about to ask you to to go over it.
It's like a 1980s style name schema with a 1980s style logo with 2020. No, 2020 tech, yeah.
I really like, now that I understand it, I totally like it. Okay.
Right? Yeah, pretty rad.
Because when we saw it in the scheduling system, I was like, I just read Nakia the letters as we were transcribing on Monday when our scheduling went all weird on us. I'm like, I'm just going to read you the letters on this one.
Yeah, so it's kind of a cute, in-your-face way of saying we're a technology company first and foremost with artificial backing, right? Artificial intelligence backing. Yeah.
So how exactly do you predict what you said, basically?
Right. So I actually talk about this in my TED Talk. So what we do is the biggest problem with artificial intelligence is you need a lot of data to go off of, all right? And humans, naturally, we just don't have access to that type of data, right? So the problem is twofold. Oil and gas is an archaic industry that's stuck in the 1970s at best, all right? And so they don't have the pipeline monitoring technology to get these variables, to get this data. And likewise, they don't have the analytics side to compile this data. So current monitoring solutions are really falling short. They measure one variable at a time. They measure it slowly. They don't transmit this data wirelessly. And then they have to tap into the pipeline itself, which through our studies, we found that that leads to an additional 2.8% of pipeline leaks. So they're part of the problem.
Oh, no.
And so
that's not better.
Yeah, it's not better at all. So what we've created is an Internet of Things device that mounts completely externally, measures seven variables, and we take this data and we transmit it wirelessly to a cloud computing network where we then run artificial neural network intelligence on this data to draw real-world conclusions. And what we've shown is that we can predict these oil and gas pipeline leaks with a projected 96% accuracy.
Wow.
Wow.
And so this is a big play, right? Because I'm an environmentalist, but I'm also a capitalist, right? So pipeline monitoring, the oil and gas companies, this is a big problem, right?
Yeah.
The average pipeline company hosts 93 leaks every year. Each leak costs over $200,000. That means that this average company is hemorrhaging nearly $19 million every single year. Industry-wide, this is $30 billion of revenue loss. $30 billion with a B. And the real victim is the environment.
Sure.
Right? And here's the moonshot, though. 70% of the world's terrorism is funded by black market oil and gas. So with one play, with one pipeline monitoring play, we can both save our customers money, we can protect the environment, and we can defund terrorism.
Wow.
So that's our mission here, right?
And who would have ever guessed that an IoT device
IoT
would pull off that?
Exactly. That's the thing is, there was a recent study that said 53% of millennials would refuse an oil and gas job just because of the stigma that's associated with the industry.
Interesting.
That puts it even further behind because we don't have fresh minds looking at these problems, right? I'm the former CTO of multiple oil and gas firms, and I have a big, I have a successful exit in a big data startup. So I've done this before.
Okay.
And so I see what this industry desperately needs. And so what we're really doing is tackling this industry, which translates to the world's biggest problem, with one play. And it's so exciting to be a part of, and we are so blessed to have the traction that we do. We are named as one of the top one of the top disruptors for energy for 2018 by CIO Review.
Okay. Wow.
So, I mean, we have features coming out, and you know, you name the high up magazine, and you know, we're so blessed to be able to have that type of traction. And we're already partnered with the largest natural gas production company in the world and a few others.
Okay.
So, it's just so cool to be a part of this project. I'm so geeked about it.
The passion is obvious.
Definitely.
Yeah.
In a really great way. So, I see a red band around your wrist. You're an alpha.
Oh, yeah.
Which means we're pretty early in this. How early is early?
So, I think that there's some convolution between alpha and beta here at Collision. And okay. I think that you guys have seen that with
absolutely.
Who you've interviewed. So, we are post-revenue.
Okay.
Okay, so we have some revenue.
Great.
All right. We have already successfully raised money.
Okay.
And because I don't want to get in trouble with the SEC, I can't give out numbers. All right. We are currently raising, and because I don't want to get in trouble with the SEC, I'm not going to give out numbers. All right. But so we're early in the sense that we're a startup.
Sure.
But we have all the telltale signs of really going vertical with it. And,
okay.
You know, it's at this point, it's just about closing this series. It's about getting customers, right? Because there's a difference between having articles and, you know, non-industry specific magazines and having customers that pay.
Right, right, absolutely.
And so with this series, we're focusing on marketing efforts. We're focusing on R&D to really hit this market by storm,
okay.
Right? And by bringing oil and gas to the 21st century, we're completing a mission and then some. So,
sure.
Yeah, that's really the goal. That's really okay. What we're working for here.
Okay.
We're also part of Ocean Accelerator, which not only do they have incredible terms, they have one of the largest demo days in America. And they're also faith-based, which that's an interesting play, right?
Yeah. It is.
So I'm an avid Christian. My co-founder is an avid Christian.
Okay.
So the terms are great, but you don't get into an accelerator just because they're handing you money, right?
Right.
You can find money anywhere. The mentorship was incredible there, and the teachings were incredible there. But what it boils down to is you can get good teaching, good mentorship at any accelerator, all right? Mm-hmm. And it varies based off of accelerators, but with Ocean being a premium accelerator, you know, how good can it get, right?
Sure.
But the faith aspect was really powerful for us because when you are talking a 5-month journey away from your family, and also startups, 90% of them fail.
Right.
You got to believe in something bigger than yourself if you're going against 90% failure rates. I mean, I'm a statistics guy, and that sounds bad.
Yeah.
So let's.
Every time you think of that number, and then you turn around and you look here, you're like,
oh my gosh,
how have we gotten so many people so excited about their thing, and knowing that everybody doesn't make it?
Yeah,
almost nobody makes it out.
Well, see, it's the American dream.
Yeah,
right.
It really
only
is.
In America can this happen, and it's incredible because there's really only a few ways to get truly rich. And when I say truly rich, I mean like throwaway money rich,
uh-huh.
Right? And that's either you start your own startup, all right, or you invest in a startup.
Yeah.
All right. And so that's difficult because to invest in a startup, you need to be an accredited investor. You need to join a fund. Or you can now go through what's called an ECF, equity crowdfunding.
Yep.
We actually raised some capital through equity crowdfunding.
Did
you? Yeah, through an incredible program called Republic. So republic.co. And, you know, our goal is to make our investors incredibly wealthy. But with that, we have a bigger goal of cleaning up the world, defunding terrorism, you know, whatever it may be. You know, there's so much that you can do with a startup that you can't do in bureaucratic America.
Absolutely.
So
once the red tape comes out, that's the end of that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Innovation starts to fall apart as soon as the red tape comes out.
Exactly.
And when you can just do for yourself, you can do for yourself. Whatever it is that you're passionate about, you can just go.
Exactly.
Build.
And so it starts with passion, but you know, you need to develop that passion to something tangible, something that the market can relate to, right?
Sure.
So for us, I think a lot of startups fall short where they make a solution and try to find a problem for it.
Yes.
Right? And you see that absolutely. Time and time again, right?
Yeah.
And you can fall into success that way. I think that it's 5 times harder, but you can, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
For us, with my background as the chief information technology officer of multiple oil and gas firms, I knew what the problems of this industry were, all right? And I knew that there's a shortage of technology, and specifically a shortage of IoT and analytics in this industry.
Sure.
So what we did was we found the problem, and we went after the biggest problem in oil and gas. I mean, I guess that's my, I don't know if that's ego or what, but, you know, the risks and leaks that are associated with the industry are the problem with the industry.
Sure.
Right? That's why we all kind of have this love-hate relationship with oil and gas.
Understood.
So we took on this, we saw the problem, we studied the problem, we made a solution, we implemented the solution, we succeed.
Fantastic.
Make money.
Make money.
Step 3, profit.
Yeah. yeah.
I only get to use that here.
Memes, right?
Not a whole lot of call for a South Park joke like that. Not at this conference. Anyway, if people want to find out more about what you're doing and follow your journey, how can they do that?
All right, so you can go to mikrotech.com, so microtech.com. I'm spelling it out because we've already made fun of the name. So
I love the name.
Oh, I love it too.
Make fun of it.
Yeah, make fun in a good way, right? Okay. Like I pick on my younger sister.
Fair
right?
enough.
Yeah, I love her, but
out of love.
Yeah. But
yeah.
We only roast the ones we love. I get it.
Yeah, yeah. There we go. So go to microtech.com. You can follow in. We just released a white paper explaining Internet of Things and how it's very much needed in oil and gas right now. So you can read our white paper. That's what it's all about, right?
Great.
Changing the world.
Absolutely.
One pipeline at a time.
Well, fantastic. Thanks so much for coming and talking to us
today. Oh, absolutely.
Today.
Yeah, great talking to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.